You're supposed to say the lines.
Oh, is it? I gotta say that?
Yes.
Public service announcement. Views and opinions are of the
community. Fuck that bullshit. They are my opinions. And my guests. No one else's. Remember, this show ain't for chitlins' ears. So listening discretion and viewing discretion is advised. This is a paranormal horror crime show. So the scenes and the sounds could be a little terrifying to those little ears and those little eyeballs. And of course, there's obviously cussing. I mean, it's me. Oh, please don't do anything that these stupid-ass people do in podcast. This is for entertainment purposes and for you guys to listen with your ears. Consume the knowledge. And now, time for the show. Don't forget to click that like, subscribe, follow, you know the drill. Wherever you watch, wherever you listen. And thank you so much for your support. Previously on Exploring the Paranormal Perspective.
I have a fantabulous guest on. It's Rich Valdez from the Legions of Exorcists. If you guys have not seen this show, you're missing out.
This demon didn't want us there. I'm prepping for next week Saturday. Then I start getting a pain back here. It's three strikes, you're out kind of deal.
Yeah.
I should have realized it. Why is the psychic medium a hamster? It is very sad and happens more often than we'd like to believe.
I had a situation.
Let's say you got a headache, right? And you've had this headache for 3 weeks straight. You go to the doctor. You ask the doctor, hey, look, I've had this headache for 3 weeks, going on 3 weeks now. What's going on? Okay, well, we got to run tests. How do you know that? Because actually someone in the chat room knows what it's like to be possessed because, and Shaw, I hate to say it, is these teams that have no formal training aren't even backed by a church, have these resident demonologists with them that have no backing, go in saying, yep, let's do this. I'm like, nope, get out. You need to be very, very careful. Don't go, if you're feeling sick, you don't go to a back alley doctor. No, they're not. They are amongst us. And they, after you leave, decide to kill their family and commit suicide. Guess who else they're gonna call?
Right.
He has done 30 documented exorcisms in his career as a priest and bishop. And people seem to think that exorcisms is, oh, they walk in and they wave a magic crucifix and the demons are gone. No, there are and have, I've been involved in a lot of cases. I've been involved in a lot of cases where it wasn't even me going in to do a deliverance. It was me to do an investigation, and I never heard from the person again. The demon or demons took them, literally, not physically picked them up, but they convinced them to leave their home, not call me back, never heard from them again. I don't know where they're at. I don't know if they're dead or alive. Usually, if you feel threatened, what's the first thing you do? You leave, you protect yourself. And that's what's happened a lot more often than I hate to admit it. It happens more often.
That is sad. Because then you got to think about that person constantly for the rest of your life. I mean, are you?
I have. I've lost count. And it weighs on you. It really does. Because being empathic myself, I feel for those people. I really feel like I failed them. But I then have to remind myself, and Bishop has had to do this with me often. He says, Rich, it's not your fault. It was out of your hands. This was how these demons work. And they are doing this for a reason. They know how to get to you.
They're doing it to wear you down.
Yeah. And it works. It works. So I oftentimes have to let it go, refocus myself, and then get back to square one, ground myself.
Right. Mm-hmm. What is the significance in being recognized by two different churches?
Huge. It's the equivalency of being able to show that you're not a Dr. Feelgood versus a real doctor in a real practice. I've had many that have told me, oh, I'm a demonologist. I'm like, okay, that's good. What church do you work for? I don't work for a church. Who mentored you? No one mentored me. So you're a demonologist? Yep. So you woke up this morning, had coffee, and said, I'm going to be a demonologist. Versus years of study and being recognized by that organization, that religious organization, as a religious demonologist, and also not only non-denominational Christian, but the old Catholic Church as well. Right. So it gives it more relevance, I should say, because everybody else is just everybody else.
Right.
They're just pretending, they're wanting to be, they're wannabes. And there's a few out there that are well known that are wannabes. Not going to name the names, but you'll find out. And the thing is when those people end up getting found out, they get all pissy and everything. And I'm like, well, then you shouldn't have lied in the first place. But I can back up my
Exactly. Don't lie if you know you're going to get caught.
Exactly. I got no reason to lie. I don't have to walk around holding a cross saying, I'm a demonologist. No, I got my certification. Here's Bishop James Long's number. He can back it up. There you go. Where's yours? Oh, you ain't got one? There's the door. Don't let it hit you in the ass. Yeah.
So when you became a part of Eli Roth Presents, the Legion of Exorcists, what went through your mind?
What went through my mind? Oh, that's a good question. At the time, we didn't know Eli Roth was a part of this until we went back for the pickup shoots. We started filming December 17th of 2021. That was 4 days of filming. 7:30 a.m. We had to be at the site. It was an actual church. And we would film from 7:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. We were lucky if collectively we had about an hour and a half of breaks together.
Wow.
Together. We were, I'd say, churning out 4 episodes a day. Because Holy if you God. Think about it, each episode has 2 stories.
Mm-hmm.
So usually the way it works is 1 episode, 1 story. Not ours. Ours was 1 episode, 40 stories. Okay. But that's what it felt like. So we were like, okay. And we didn't know what the hell was going on with the recreations. We were told there was going to be recreations. But in that time, I was already suffering through some pains. I didn't know that it was pancreatitis.
Jeez.
It was going from the very center of my sternum to my back. And it happened on the second day of filming.
Oh my gosh.
They had to hospitalize me or send me to the ER. I was out of action for about 2.5 hours. And I said, get me out of here. I ripped every, you know, the IVs out. I'm like, get me back to that, to the church. Got back just in time for them to say, cut, we're done for the day. I'm like, okay, really? All right. That's another story for another time. But here's the thing. Eli Roth, we didn't know was involved with the project until we went back in April.
Wow.
For the pickup shoots. And he was there and he said, hi, I'm Eli Roth. It's like, dude, really? I had no clue.
None.
It's like you say, I'm Pee Wee Herman. May he rest in peace. Everybody knows Eli Roth and everyone knows Pee Wee Herman. It's like, yeah. And I'm backing the show up and it's going to be Eli Roth presents the Legion of Exorcists. And we were like, how about what a hootie? Okay. So he was there to do filming of the introductions, the ending of that one story, and then the start of a new story and the ending of that. That's basically all he did. He didn't produce it. He had nothing to do with the recreations. He had nothing to do with the stories because those were our stories. He was there as a host. He was the host, and we were gracious enough and blessed enough that he picked our project out of many to actually back it. So, kudos to the man. I think he did a great job in The Idol. I don't know if you saw that on Max.
I have not.
You better.
But I will.
That is really good. And let me tell you, the girl that plays The Idol, that's Johnny Depp's daughter.
No way. I did not know that.
Way. And I was like, nah. And I looked it up and yep, that's his daughter.
All right. Oh, okay. My God.
And The Weeknd is the rat tail dude. And Eli Roth plays a promoter on that, in that show. And he did an amazing job being an a-hole. And let me tell you,
he kind of has that look, you know?
He has, you know, he's a very versatile actor.
He is.
I love him as an actor, and to top things off, he's a great director, great writer, great producer, great everything. He's down to earth. People would be very surprised if they were to meet Eli Roth and they didn't know it was Eli Roth. They wouldn't know it's Eli Roth because he's just like you and me, just like I am, like just like you and me. The only difference being he's been in movies and he's done TV. I've done TV,
right?
And I've done this and that, and we both do podcasts, so you know what?
Yes.
Whatever.
He's kind of young. I mean, he's a little older than me, but he was born in 72. He was born in 72. I was born in 78.
Okay. Well, so he's 3 years younger than
you're
me.
Than you. Look at him. No, we're not old.
Look at me.
We are not old. We are not old.
I'm 50 freaking 3 here.
We are in our prime.
Looks like he's 24 years old.
Oh, because he's rich and he's got.
So what? He sleeps in olive oil?
Yeah, we'll say what? That. Hey, if I can get him on my show, I'll find out for you. It's like, what's your secret in looking young, dude?
Seriously, but he's a really nice guy. Kudos to him. Kudos to everyone involved in that project. I was thrown back. I wasn't used to the long hours. You got to remember, this is Pacific time. I'm Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
I had driven from Utah because I was with Jen, and Utah is like 2 hours behind Eastern Standard. So imagine Pacific. That's 3 hours.
I was waking
up at 4 o'clock in the freaking morning, like blink, blink. And I was outside and it's like completely dark. And I'm like, wow, when's breakfast?
Right. I'm all about the breakfast.
And everyone's like, what are you doing awake? You should be asleep. I'm like, I'm on Eastern Standard Time. That's what's wrong with me. Yeah.
Well, you got conventions coming up. Where are you going to be at?
Right now, for the time being, I'm taking somewhat of a sabbatical this year from conventions. Next year, I plan to go full in. But if anyone is interested, I'm trying to remember Jen's email. And I can't remember right now. It's she may write it down. Jen, I know you're watching the show. Write it down and give it to... Yeah, give it to Shauna. Please.
Yeah, give it to Shauna.
Yeah. And I believe it's Jen GFBRmanagement@gmail.com. So if anyone's interested, signing me up for a convention or an interview like you for a podcast, by all means reach out to her there. It's been hectic. Since before it aired and afterwards, there's been a lot that's been going on. And I've just been doing, I promised myself I needed to spend time with family, especially with my dog being as sick as he was for two months before he passed. And it's not easy, but you know what? There's interest out there. It's just right now, I've been taking a sabbatical.
Oh, I completely understand. Understand. I can't imagine. And I'm sitting there looking at my 14-year-old Minaboo, and I'm going,
yeah,
it could be any day.
If he's not acting up, if he's not sick, God bless him.
Nope.
You know what? Then, and you said he's part shepherd.
He's only six, but my Minaboo, she's like an Australian shepherd. She's 13. Nothing seems to be... Or she'll be 14 this year. Nothing seems to be wrong, but she is.
Face.
I know. Oh, that face. God, look at that. Look at that mustache. Look at that mustache and goatee. I love it. He is my baby. He is my fur baby.
He is. They become your children.
They are.
We spent, my wife and I and Jen and everyone, we all spent somewhere around $8,000.
Oh, God.
Trying to save Odin, and it just didn't work. It just, that tumor was blocking his stomach from his intestines.
Oh, my gosh. And
no food could get in, so he'd come back up again and he'd throw up.
Oh, bless his heart.
So, unfortunately, that dog went from weighing 57 pounds to 38
pounds. Oh, my gosh.
And it was a Malinois dog, part shepherd. They're in the shepherd
part
family.
Shepherd. Oh, yes, I'm talking about shepherds.
Oh, look at that. And you know, it's things like... when we found out, he took the vet took a biopsy, finally decided to go in and take a biopsy of the tumor, and it had cancer. We knew it was time. Yeah. We had no choice in the matter. And it was the toughest thing we ever had to do. And we have our days. We're good. They're good. And some days where they're not. But.
Oh, looks like your preppy Raven. Jen was saying it looks like her puppy Raven.
Raven is part lab, but I don't know what the other part is. We're not sure yet.
I know mine is Shepherd and Pibble, because his mama was Pibble, full-blooded Pibble, and his dad was a full-blooded German Shepherd.
Look at that.
So he is
mixed, by the way.
Oh, he is. I was so surprised at how he turned out, because his nose isn't like that of a Pibble, but his cheeks are. And I love his cheeks. I gotta kiss his cheeks every time I see him. But he's tall, and he's like 80 pounds. So he's like, yeah, he's like that of a shepherd. So it's crazy. Wow. I've had cops pull me over, like, what kind of dog is that? When I go on a walk and a run, I'm like, he's part German shepherd. I don't even mention the Pibble.
Well, you know, it used to be illegal in Miami to own a Pibble.
Yeah.
Miami. Now, anywhere else in the state of Florida, you were fine.
Oh,
they actually lifted that law up about 3 years ago.
Good. Good, because not all pibbles are bad.
No, I agree with you.
I love pibbles.
They've got a bad rap.
They have.
They've been used in pit fights, unfortunately, but that's not their fault.
No.
Make them vicious dogs. Actually, I would trust a pit bull to be around my five-year-old, Jen's and my five-year-old, before I'd trust any other dog.
Exactly.
I don't trust chihuahuas.
No. Oh, God, no. My mom's got a chihuahua. They are demon dogs. Demon dogs. Their little teeth are like needles. They hurt so bad.
The power of kibble compels you.
It's like, exactly. It's like you're Satan in a little body. God. They had a chihuahua called Pickles, and oh my God, every time my sons came into the room, it's go chasing after him. It was like, oh my God.
Well, Jen knows of chihuahuas. Her parents own a chihuahua mop thing that has a lot of hair.
Mop
they call
thing.
It Rascal. It's a mop, and then they have a tumbleweed, which is a Pomeranian.
Those are mean too.
No, it's medium sized, but it's as dumb as a box of rocks. And our dog is like, unfortunately, surrounded by two dogs that are A, old, B, dumb as a box of rocks, and C, they antagonize her over and over again. There's a gate there, and they always run up to the gate and go, bark, 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 bark. They're like, come on, bitch. I dare you to, whoa, here it comes, run. And then when it jumps the fence and it's like terrorizing them, it's like, you asked for it. You come up going, yeah, what you gonna do? Oh, ah. And they take off.
And they take like, off, and it's like, exactly. I didn't like, do this. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Dude, I heard you barking, man. Shut up. I know you did. So I plead the fifth for Raven. Poor Raven is always being made fun of over and over and over again. I hate that.
Right? Exactly. Well, it's kind of like the Doberman Pinschers and the Rottweilers, too, because they were known to be put in, like, pits and shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, those are sweet dogs too. It's all in the matter of how you raise them. It's all in the matter of how you raise them. Now, my dog, granted, I didn't take him to the park enough. I didn't introduce him to enough people. So he is going to be protective of his people, but that's because he's been in the house and he knows who his herd is.
His pack.
Yes. So yeah, him and Minibu. My Minibu's the same way. Yeah,
that's how Odin was with us. We tried the dog park, and he got mugged by dogs. We were like, here's a toy. Play with the other ones. This is when he was still a puppy.
Yeah.
And he goes over there with his toy, and he got mugged by all these dogs.
Aww.
And this husky took his toy and ran off. I was like, you... Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think after that was when we stopped going to the dog park.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't have. We should have kept going, and we chose not to. That was our fault.
Yeah. You know? And that's my fault with them, too.
But we become protective. And let me tell you, you know what? I'm impressed with the years that your dogs have put in. They usually only, I've been told that any dog mixed with Shepherd, you're lucky they last 10 years.
She's 14 and she reminds me so much of a Belgian Shepherd, but
she looks like a Belgian Shepherd. That's why I was saying, are you sure?
Come here, Minibu. Come here, boo-boo. Come here. Get up and come here. This is my old lady. She is amazing. She's an amazing little doggy. She is 14.
Look at that.
And she has, let me see if I can get it brighter. She's turned sweeter over the years.
Oh, look at that face.
But she's got that little knot right there, but they said it's not anything bad. It's just that lymph node thing. And she's had that for, gosh, 6 years.
Wow.
And
gorgeous dog.
She is my baby. She was my baby before my daughter. My daughter is 9. And then, of course, we got the German Shepherd Pibusch Asheron, who is 6.
Why do you keep bringing me on?
I know. He's like, will you stop it? Will you stop it? Stop picking me up. But he is my beast because he's 80 pounds. He's a,
oh, wow.
He's what my daughter calls a snossage. He needs exercise. He does. He needs exercise.
Look at that face.
But,
okay, bye. Can I leave now, Mom?
Yeah. Right, that's it. Exactly. Like, I'm out. I'm out.
Take a picture. It'll last longer, Mom.
But those are my babies. And I had her before I had my daughter. And whenever I had her and I had my daughter, I kind of felt bad because I gave a lot more attention to my daughter, of course. But she seemed to accept it. And now she's like very protective over my daughter. And
they do that. Odin became very protective over Trinity. And in fact, that was a funny day. Jen and I had been play fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And Odin was like, had just met her, I'd say the day before. And Odin was like, row, 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 row. And he tucked his body between Trinity and the couch and us.
Oh,
because he thought that we were actually hitting each other. We were just playing.
Yeah.
And he was like, roo, roo, roo. He was like, stop that, you two. You're gonna hurt the little baby girl.
Oh.
And I knew he loved her. You know, there's pictures of her handing him, she's still wearing diapers.
Aww.
A toy, and he's being so gentle, just picking it up from her hand. Aww. So it doesn't bite her. Yeah, he's missed very, very much.
Oh, and let me tell you,
they are family. Dogs
they are.
And
it irks me so much when I see people just leave them outside or leave them in like. I understand leaving them outside for a certain amount of time, but. My babies, they sleep in my bed with me. They're my babies. They are babies through and through. But I know other people kind of treat them, you know, they are animals, so they go somewhere else. But these two have been through, you know, I have two sons, 21 and 18, and I have a daughter that's 9. And the one, Minna, the one that I had up, the dark-haired one with the white mouth, she has been around for 14 years. So she's been around the majority of my son's life. And we had another one that got shot by the cops. That's another story. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm so yeah.
Sorry. Believe me when I say we really wanted to sue them, but we saw that there was no ground and nobody ever won against them. Oh, it was devastating. My 18-year-old was 12 years old at the time, and he saw it happen. And the German Shepherd Pibble was supposed to be his, but he bonded with me, and I feel really bad about it. But we got him, and whenever we got him, it was just instant love from everybody. Everybody loved him. But he is so excited. You come home and he gets jumping on you and you're like, okay, what do you do? What do you do? And he'll sit down and just try shaking all over. It's so funny to watch him. But they are amazing. They're family. And I just don't understand how people can't treat them like family.
Well, the new kitten that we found was not even a day old.
Oh.
Thrown in a box with its other sibling.
Oh.
It still had its umbilical cord connected.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it survived. It's still with us. It's a month old.
Oh, literally.
So how we've been bottle awesome. Feeding it. And long story short, yes, we have to wake up in the middle of the night and feed it. And but its name is Nyx, NYX. Because we're still not sure it's sex or gender. So
well, if it's floofy down near the butt, it's a boy.
We've tried that, and there's really, we don't know if it's, you know, kibbles and bits down there or if it's a peach.
I understand.
So, I'm like, until this comes into closer development, jury is still out.
Hey, Nyx works.
Yeah, Nyx works. How about just NYX? Nyx. All right, cool. All right.
Oh my gosh. I am going to have you on again because this has been an awesome, awesome show.
Hey, everyone. This is demonologist Rich Valdez from Eli Roth Presents The Legion of Exorcists, and you're listening to Shauna on Exploring the Paranormal Perspective, and she's going to be right back.
Where is the Sea of Moons? Is it on the moon? Or in a haunted part of the Pacific Ocean? Or is it just in our heads?
What if you dreamed of meeting a beautiful Irish girl, but she turned out to be a cop? What if you dreamed that you were on TV 24/7, but only the government knew the channel? And what if you dreamed you were shipwrecked on a deserted island and rescued by five lovely castaways, only to have some real pirates ruin the party? Then you should wake up and read The Sea of Moons, the latest installment in Mac Maloney's best-selling series, codename Starman. Follow the adventures of U.S. Navy Special Agent Chris Starr as he travels the globe using his special ESP powers to solve top-secret mysteries. First in Ireland, then in Tahiti, and finally to Hollywood, where Chris and his girlfriend Angel discover the only spooks inside an old haunted house belong to the CIA. That's Codename Starman, The Sea of Moons by Mac Maloney. On sale on Amazon and in bookstores everywhere.
Are you looking for a supernatural radio show that is informative and fun? A show with topics such as ghosts, Bigfoot, psychic energy, spirits, cryptids, and more, hosted by paranormal investigators with years of investigations under their belts? Then look no further than The Calling 2.0, powered by the Sim Crew, hosted by paranormal investigator Jerry and psychic medium Valentina, along with others. Tune in Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the Para-X Radio Network.
Hey everybody, it's Angel Ray. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Shauna. She is going to be having a new podcast. Sounds like a lot of fun. I can't wait to be a guest on there myself. It's called Exploring the Paranormal Perspective. And you can catch her on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock Central Time on Para-X Radio Network.
Do you know where the world's most secret bases are located? Do you know what spooky action at a distance means? Is there a conspiracy by aliens to prevent us from conquering space? And where is the best place in the United States to see a real UFO? Find the answers to all these questions and more in Mac Maloney's new book, Mac Maloney's Haunted Universe. Visit places you never knew existed, the Phantom Tunnels of Tokyo, the UFO Trail in South America, Ong's Hat, and the very mysterious M Triangle. Mac Maloney's Haunted Universe contains hundreds of reports on ghosts, haunted planes and ships, weird celebrity deaths, mysterious sounds, and a breakdown of every monster in America, state by state. You've heard him talk about it on the radio. Now, get all of Mac's paranormal research in one large volume, Mac Maloney's Haunted Universe, with a foreword by the very famous Juan Juan. On sale now in your local bookstore or on Amazon.com.
This is Rich Valdez of the Legion of Exorcists. Welcome back to Exploring the Paranormal Perspective.
To contact you, if you would like to be contacted.
Well, people can follow me on Facebook, but, you know, and I hope people won't take offense. I'm not accepting friend requests for the simple fact that I've been removing since last year. I went from 848 to, I think, 554. Because who really has 848 friends?
Nobody
really has 554 friends.
So they're all, like, followers.
Well, yeah, and even then, it's like I've never even heard from them. So I've been removing. So I started my own Facebook or fan page. My fan page is Everything Rich Valdez, Demonologist. On Instagram, the real Rich Valdez, but with the lowercase between the real Rich Valdez mm-hmm. on Instagram. TikTok is the bad guy 8.
The bad guy 8.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted the bad guy because I've always said, let me guess, I'm the bad guy. Right.
Well, you know that metal episode where you showed Bishop Long your little metal song? I love the metal song.
That's Leo, man. You can't not love Leo.
Right.
Leo's awesome.
But watching Bishop Long, it was hilarious. You need to repent.
What? We've since two. Okay. There's a story behind that. I don't know if we have time, but I'll do it.
We do.
2015, Scarefest, Bishop, Cat Lang, and myself, we were there representing the paranormal clergy. Mm. So Bishop and I were outside. You know, I was having a cigarette. He decided to sit down and join me. He doesn't smoke, no. And, you know, we're like, he's like, Rich, what is that god-awful noise you're listening to? And I was listening to Rob Zombie.
Yes.
You know, Living Dead Girl.
Living Dead Girl, yes.
And he's like, oh my. Oh my stars and garters. Rich, what's wrong with his eyes? Is he dead? Why is he screaming so much? And I'm like, oh my God. let me introduce you to, give me your phone. And he puts John Denver.
Oh my gosh.
On my phone. Now, mind you, I appreciate all music. John Denver ain't my cup of tea. Just saying.
Only one song really reaches me from John.
But he has an amazing voice. I'll give him that much. The man had an amazing voice. And he's, because of that video of Living Dead Girl, of Rob Zombie, Bishop said, after he had shown me John Denver, I was like, really? You want me to...
Country roads.
You want me to dump, you know,
no, Dracula thank you.
And Living Dead
no,
Girl
thank you.
This dude over here called John after Denver?
No.
Really? No. Nah. And he's like, how dare you? John Denver is a saint. In fact, I'm a bishop. I'm going to make him a saint. I tell you, St. John Denver. I'm like, OMG. So for a month, that man berated me, sending me texts with a link to John Denver music. John Denver, John Denver, John Denver. I'm like, oh my, I actually had to post on Facebook saying, please stop. Stop. I can't anymore. I can't sleep. All I hear is John Denver in my head. And he texts back saying, good, it's working.
Like, no, expand your horizon. Rob Zombie is amazing and even more amazing in person.
Marilyn Manson, Rob Zombie,
My Finger Death Punch. Red.
There's so many. There's so many. There's
Falling in Reverse. My God, that man.
Falling in Reverse.
Oh my God. Have you heard their new rendition of Papa? Of their. Oh my God, what's it called?
Roach one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. The passion in that song.
Yes. I mean, I'm a Disturbed fan.
I am too.
Everything that
Godsmack.
Godsmack. Oh my God. You know,
we're on the same page.
Yeah. We're right there. And the thing is, you know, I love Bishop. Don't get me wrong. It's just John. You know, I like the other guy he likes, Elvis. Elvis.
He's oh, cool. Elvis, yes. Elvis, my mama cool. had me growing up with Elvis.
Yeah. Elvis is cool.
Yes,
I'll give him that much. But yes. Yeah, if anyone needs to reach out to me, they can follow me on everything Rich Valdez, demonology, or demonologist. I'm sorry. My God, my brain is like so
You're fine.
On Instagram, The Real Rich Valdez with lowercase in between, TikTok, the bad guy 8, and YouTube. If you guys want to follow us there for Greetings from Beyond Radio, just go to YouTube, put Greetings from Beyond Radio. We already have like 20 something shows.
And I did not even bring that up. I am so sorry.
No, no worries. I mean, it's you know, we're starting season 2 next Wednesday, actually, this coming Wednesday. So
sweet. Yeah, what time? Is it live or is it just pre-recorded?
It's live. No, it's live. And it's usually 6 to now it's going to be 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard. So we're only doing an hour and a half.
Sweet. Awesome. So y'all need to go to YouTube every Wednesday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern time.
Yeah.
Eastern time.
7:30 Eastern Standard Time. Not every Wednesday. It's going to be every other week. Because, you know, my co-host and I, we were talking. We were like, man, you know, this is, it's getting heavy. There's a lot on our plates. Her plate, my plate. And we said, why don't we do this every other week or when we have a guest? Because that's when people seem to interact with us the most, when we have a guest. I guess we're too boring for them. I don't know.
I have thought about that too, but I don't think it's the boringness. I think it's just a lot of people don't know. They're not aware.
That aware of what? That we're boring? I mean, that's why.
You're on.
It's like, okay, so I'd rather watch.
See, I've already got somebody in the chat saying they're going to clear their schedule and they're going to be there. So, because I wasn't aware. I didn't know y'all were playing, y'all were airing on Wednesdays. So, see?
On Wednesdays, Greetings from Beyond Radio YouTube. And this Wednesday, we're coming back. We have a cryptozoologist. His name escapes me. It's anything, everything paranormal, psychic mediumship, demonology, of course. But we welcome any and all topics. The only thing we will not discuss, politics.
Politics, because they suck.
It sucks.
Politics suck. Yes.
And those that bring it into the fray, shame on you.
This is not a political standard. It is talking about paranormal. Keep it there. Yes,
paranormal has nothing to do with politics, and I see it all the time.
Right?
What the hell? Dude, you're a paranormal investigator. What the hell are you doing talking about politics?
I know. I know a lot of them that have big names. I'm not going to say who they are. That bring it into play, and it's like, what the fuck, dude? Nobody cares about the fucking politics. They want to know about what you found in the paranormal.
Yeah, and they keep bringing it up. And actually, I've gotten rid of a few of those, too. I was so happy to get rid of them. Because not only were they talking about politics, there were two that were constantly fighting. I'm better than you. I'm better than you. Oh, yeah, this about politics. And I'm like, remove his friend.
Right?
Remove his friend. That's all I did. And I got rid of them. And I was like, I'm done. No more. No mas.
Right.
I was good. But yeah, when there's just some things you don't mix, you know, like you don't mix turds in with your tea.
No. Why?
It's bad. Especially that diarrhea.
Oh, yeah. Ew. Like the Taco Bell diarrhea. That's not.
I did not need the visual, but okay. All right.
That sewer that's screwing out. Yeah.
Oh, God. No? Yeah. Want some tea now? No, I'm good.
Give me some. There's no problem with it.
I'll pass. I'm so good. Jeez.
Yes, I'm definitely going to have you back on.
For sure.
Thank you so much for being on today. And thank you so much for Jen for talking to me about you, because it's been an amazing show. I have very much I loved talking to you today. Especially about demonology and everything else, because I am unaware, and like all the other people, they're unaware too. So we need to learn more.
Yeah. Hey, bring me on whenever you like, and if there's openings, you already know who to reach out to.
Yes. Good deal.
She's the one that played Jen on Legion of the Exorcist. Actually, she wasn't the one that played. She was the real one.
She's the real Jen. Like the real Eminem. Will the real Eminem please stand up, please? Please the real Slim up. Shady, please stand up. Yeah.
They changed her name to Anne on the show, but yeah, it was really Jen that went through that, and it was a very, very scary situation.
Yeah, it sounds like a very scary situation. And we will have to have maybe both of you on and talk about it. That would be awesome. All right, stick around. Give me just a moment. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate your time. If you have any questions or anything to Rich, he's already told you where to reach him at. So until next time. And that concludes my interview with Rich Valdez from Legion of Exorcists. Such an amazing guy. Such an amazing show. I cannot wait to have him and his partner on again. I'm really looking forward to it. I do apologize that it ran short, this finale. However, I'm going to end with some music playing at the end. But thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for following and joining the show whenever I'm live. You guys are amazing. I'm going to have a couple more shows for this year, and that will conclude season two. Next year starts February 4th, 2024. Promo to come. Until next time, thank you guys for being awesome. Stay sweet, stay free, stay safe. Always do unto others as you would have them doing to you. And I'll see you guys later. Bye, y'all. We'll be right back.